Welcome in to the Conversations with Carlisle here in this 2020-2021 basketball season. I'm your host, Zion Brown, here on January 11th, joined by Ben Davis, head boys basketball coach Don Carlisle. How's it going today?
Good afternoon, good people.
So we'll start off talking about last Friday against North Central. You guys lost that game by 9, but once again, it was one of those mixed games where you guys stayed close in it. It was a close game in the first quarter and even through most of the second quarter, but after halftime, the Panthers kind of pulled away in that one. What led to that?
Leland Walker, I think he had 17 at the half. This is a tough cover. He's one of the better guards in the state and even in around the country. So I thought we did a decent job on him in the second half. I thought that, like most of our games this year, it was like a quarter and a half where we just couldn't score and we didn't play very well. And that's where they was able to take advantage and build that lead. But like I said, throughout this year, I've been happy with the fight that our guys have displayed. And a lot of those games last year, you know, you don't want to talk about the past, but we lost to them by 26 last year, and it was a similar game. So these guys and this group continues to fight through adversity, and that's a good thing. It'll bode well for us in the future.
And how do you work on putting together full four-quarter games for 32 minutes?
I think it just comes with experience. These guys are young, and even the guys that are our upperclassmen, they haven't played a whole bunch of varsity. So I think Trevor Nibbs is probably the only one that has, like, legitimate starting minutes. Sheridan and Jesse, who's out right now, but Sheridan and Jesse, they're the only other ones that played legitimate varsity minutes for us last year. So I just think it's going to come with time, learning, experiences, especially in-game experience, especially in the MIC. I think it's good for us. I think that we are getting better. So as a coach, that's all you really can hope for. Is that you continue to get better and peak at the right times.
And then on Saturday, you were able to beat Washington, a team you guys scheduled just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So what went well for you guys in that game?
No, I don't think much did. I mean, it was a win. I didn't think that we played extremely hard. I thought we played kind of down to the level of the competition. Not to take anything away from Washington. They played extremely hard. They had some guys that played really well. The big guy, he kind of dominated us inside, and some of their guards had really good games. So I just think, you know, it's good to get off the snide. We lost four in a row, and to get one is always feels good. But sometimes, you know, a win like that still kind of feels like a loss.
And tomorrow you guys will start the Marion County Tournament against Beech Grove. So what do you see from that team?
Beech Grove's a good team. They're 8-2 right now. They have it rolling a little bit. Naturally, their schedule's a little bit different than ours with the level of competition. But they have some really good guards. They had some decent size over there. And Renfro and staff, they're doing a really good job. They were 13-5 last year. So this group is a good group for Beech Grove. And I'm looking forward to going in that, and I think it's their new gym, and trying to get a victory against them.
As a coach, how much importance do you place on just the overall Marion County tournament?
It's important. It's Marion County, I feel like, is one of the better counties for basketball in the state and even around the country. So it's prestigious, and if we can get opportunity to go ahead and get a championship, we can start this thing and start a new streak of win streaks, especially because we had the streak on the other side. Let's start this thing in the Marion County on that left side of the column with Beech Grove, and hopefully we can find our way to Saturday night in that championship game and hoist a trophy.
And not to look ahead too far, but if you're able to beat Beech Grove, you play Southport or Park Tudor. We've talked about Southport earlier. Obviously, you guys played them, but also Park Tudor's a team that's playing pretty well.
Yeah, a really good team. Like I said, they Beech Grove beat Park Tudor early in the year, but Park Tudor's playing well. They got beat by LC by 2, and it was someone else who I want to say a pretty MIC team that only beat them by 1 point. So they're playing well. You know, it'll be – it's a tough and a tall task ahead of us, but I believe that our guys will be up for the challenge. And like I said, not to look ahead, we got to take care of business on Tuesday. But we'll be either at Southford or Park Tudor, depending on who wins on Wednesday, as long as we do what we're supposed to do.
And then we have Martin Luther King Day next week, so we'll go ahead and look at some of those games as well, starting with the Friday game against Center Grove. Once again, another MIC team that you guys are familiar with. So what do you see in the Trojans?
The Trojans, they shoot the ball well. They had a down year last year, and now they're coming back with a really, really, really good shooting group. I think that they play hard, so that always gives themselves a chance to be in and win ball games. So we'll prepare. Like I said, we don't want to look too far ahead, but Center Grove and I believe it's Attucks. No, Center Grove.
It's Decatur.
Decatur. Center Grove and Decatur Central next Friday and Saturday. We put ourselves in positions to get back, you know, and running in the MIC. First off, we got to get a win in the MIC and just start playing better.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add before the Marion County tournament this week?
Man, I think we spoke a little bit and spoke to it. The shirts that we wear, it's a Marion County initiative where we bring an awareness to our cause, right? Black and brown, a lot of black and brown kids in Marion County. We just want to make sure that we highlight them and make sure that everyone understands that all lives matter. And the shirts that we wear is – If you take a look at it, it was started by Coach Steve Whitty, who used to be a head coach here. He's with the IBCA. It's an IBCA initiative. But if you have a chance and you come to our games, just take a look at the shirts and you'll see what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, thank you for that statement there, and thanks for joining. As always, good luck this week.
Thank you.
This has been the Conversation with Carlisle.